before you dive in.
You know
in.
Where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world wants to know.
Yes.
Lauren.
Yes.
Great yes. friend with both of us.
Yeah.
But people think that you guys are dating.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Harvey.
Yeah, woo! I like the intro.
Thank you. We're nailing it now, I think.
Yeah.
Sweet. What was it? Sweet, but
the sweet and sticky.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
It's Oh Honey. It's Oh Honey.
I like it. I like it. I'm a big fan.
Our king and queen bees out there.
Hey.
And by the way, if you guys want to write in to be featured on Oh Honey, it's diary@ohhoneydiary.com. Okay. So Harvey is a singer.
Yes.
An artiste.
An artiste.
Yes. Yeah. Are you, what type of genre? Explain this for me because I'm going to butcher it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'll help you out. So it's pop music, you know. I like to say that it's got kind of like some R&B influence because I listen to a lot of that kind of stuff. But it's pretty much just pop music.
Yeah.
Fun
love
music.
Love it though.
Yeah. It's cool music. I've been doing it for a while now. So.
Yeah. How long?
I started when I was, well, I've been singing all my life,
yeah.
But I started when I was, like, seriously, when I was 14.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm the big age of 20.
Oh, boy.
So I know, it's been a while.
That's a long time, though.
It is a long time. Yeah. I've, like, grown up in kind of music, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I feel like that makes you grow up even faster.
100%. All my other friends are so, what's the word? Immature.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like the only one that's got like, well, yeah, I'm like the only one that's got a mature really head on me, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have to grow up. Because
mm-hmm.
you meet so many different people and you go to so many different places and experience different cultures, you have to like make sure you're,
yeah,
you know, on
yeah,
top of
you're
everything.
On it.
On it, yeah, because it's really easy not to be on it and you can get caught out very easy.
Yeah, and taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky. I've had a really easy ride.
Yeah.
Touch wood.
Yeah. Well, so with you and you travel a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
So how, like, what's your schedule kind of like?
Okay, so in the last, I mean, it's been about 2 months I haven't really been at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a Europe tour, and then which was amazing. Mm-hmm. I love Europe, and
Europe
is so close. Obviously, I'm from London. I'm from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So going to Europe's kind of easy because it's only
train
like
train right away.
It's like a couple of hours on the train, but we normally fly anyway. But it's so short, so that's fine. Europe's mm-hmm. cool, and there's no jet lag involved. But as soon as I go to like, I went to, where did I go? I forget where I've been. I just came from. Where did
where
I just come
I?
From?
Who am I?
No, Korea. I went to Korea.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just in Korea. Yeah, no, it's not in Europe. Yeah. And that really messes with your time zones.
Yeah.
And sleep is like a big thing for me. And if I don't get sleep, I find it really hard to function.
Mm-hmm.
So jet lag. Jet lag really doesn't help that. So I was in Korea. And then before that, I was in Miami.
Yeah, love Miami.
Love Miami. I've never been to Miami before. Mm-hmm. It reminded me a lot of like here,
mm-hmm.
but it was a bit, it felt a bit more like I was on vacation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I just felt chill.
It's a lot. It's really, really chill.
Yeah.
And then before that, I was somewhere else. I can't remember. Oh, I was in Japan.
Yeah. And I'm if you guys are wondering why he's looking off, he has his like manager over in the corner.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's because Blair is like,
I always forget where I've been and I don't know
well,
my
that,
schedule.
That just shows, I mean, honestly, that happens to me too.
Yeah.
Like, where was I? It was 2 weeks ago. Don't remember, but I know I liked it.
No, exactly, but it all rolls into one.
Yeah, like,
I just went to Thailand for Christmas.
Yeah.
Massages were literally like
$4. Really
inexpensive, yeah. So, and I felt bad because I'm like, you're doing this amazing job and I'm giving you hardly anything.
Yeah.
And then I went to this market and I got my hair cut in Thailand and it cost me like $4 and he was amazing.
Yeah,
and
the best probably ever.
Honestly, but what's incredible is I've got to say this. He was a policeman during the week. And then on Friday nights in the market, he was a barber.
Oh, that's cool.
And he only did it on Fridays, but he was insane.
And he was so good at it.
And he did it in the, it sounds really like sketchy, but he did it in the back of like a truck.
How did you end up there?
Well,
it was
more just like a nice night out. It was cool. It's like a big market. So yeah. It wasn't as bad as it seems in the back of a truck, but yeah. It did a good job.
Okay, young boy in the back of a truck.
In Thailand. Yeah, it doesn't sound
great,
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
But I travel a lot, so yeah, no, I get no, to see great. A lot of different things.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm well traveled.
You're straps, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. But so are you. You travel a lot as well.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite place?
It's hard because it's like different places are great for different things.
Yeah.
Like I love, it's hard. I love Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico's amazing.
I've been so many places too in Mexico. I'm always like, I love Mexico.
Yeah.
I love Mexico.
Mexico's awesome.
And it's not that far.
I love Europe. Like Turkey was amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible. I love the UK.
Really?
Yeah. I like it for the nightlife. I like it for the, it's just fun.
It's not more of like a,
and going to the pubs.
It's not like a, I feel like it's not like a chilled like vacation, like sun holiday destination.
No.
You know?
It was like, it's always around the same time of year I go and it's like before it gets too cold.
And it gets really cold in London.
But it's the weather's always, but every time I go, I'm lucky and I get the nice weather.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people.
First time I've ever been there, everyone was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. This is the best day ever. Everyone's in a good mood. I'm like, it's not normally like this. Like,
It's never really like that.
Yeah, and I usually go to London. So it's like such a mesh of different cultures there.
Oh yeah.
It's
like cool. Such an international place.
Yeah. But it's kind of like New York, but totally different.
Yeah.
But not.
If you were to pick out New York and LA, where would you pick?
LA.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, just because I feel like LA is super productive. Like everybody's always really creative, wanting to do things. And
you also meet so many people.
Yeah.
Like every Uber ride, I meet someone different.
Yeah.
Like I don't do the pool thing where you meet other people. And I have my own Uber.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the guys that speak to me, all the girls.
Yeah.
And they always in something.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, like, I feel like in Ubers, they always just tell you about, or like Lyfts, they tell you about their lives.
Life story. Like, you get a life story in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you're like, cool. Like, whoa, little insight to the world and out of the car and on with your day.
Yeah. This morning I got in the car and it's kind of early for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just really
quiet.
Thank
you for that.
No, it's anything for you guys, anything. I got in the car really silently and I was just on my phone. And I don't mean to be rude or anything, but you know when you're just like in your zone and you just want to sit there and you know, they turn around like that and they're like, what's up? He's like, I'm CJ. And I was like, hi, bro. He's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm
good. Watch the road.
Yeah. But the whole time, you know, when someone's driving and they go.
Yeah.
And they're speaking to you like that and you're like, just.
Yeah, focus and
please look at the road.
The rear view or something.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I've had a few sketchy Ubers, but all is good.
But sometimes you just want silence in the Uber.
Yeah, it's a different mood. Sometimes I have a mood where it's like, let's talk. And I have a mood like, please don't talk to me, but thanks.
But I had an idea, and Uber, you can take this from me if you want to, that there should be a button on the app where it's like, I feel like it would be really rude.
A mute button?
Yeah, not even like a mute, but like a.
And done.
It's early, like let's like minimize conversation.
Yeah.
Or let's have a life story kind of like heart to heart.
Yeah.
But I definitely think there should be like a.
Maybe it's a profile in your profile. It's like when it's like green.
Yeah. It should be like you should say if you prefer to have minimal conversation or if you like love a good chat.
But the only thing I could see that could be an issue with that is that the driver that loves to talk will be canceling all the time on people. They'll be like, oh, this
or
guy.
Or Uber gives them like, like, you talk, they didn't want you to. But you know, have you guys ever ordered an Uber and then it's like, your driver's deaf?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we be deaf? I can't hear you. Please don't talk to me.
That's true. I mean.
I don't think. No.
I want to be deaf today.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That doesn't work like that?
No.
Don't think so.
Well, why can they say they're deaf? Sometimes I've done that and the whole time I'm thinking they're deaf. I'm like, hopefully they're not deaf and blind.
Summer.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Well, I mean, I hope if someone's driving an Uber, they're not blind. If they're driving.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to switch gears here.
Yeah,
So we're going to dive. Well, actually, before I do this.
Okay, before you dive
You know
in.
Where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world wants to know.
Yes.
And it's okay, Blair, because he said it's okay. Lauren.
Yes.
Great yes. friend with both of us.
Yeah.
But people think that you guys are dating.
Yeah. We're not. We're not.
Yeah. But it's like, you guys are great friends, though. I've hung out with the both of you, and like, you guys get along so well. Yep. Both super talented. She has all of her music, too, which I love.
She's doing really, really, really good right
and
now.
And she was in your music video.
She was.
Where rumors start, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it as well. Because we were together all the time. Like, I mean, me and Lauren have been like friends for like 2 years?
Yeah.
Or like over 2 years. So we've been singing videos together and we always hang out with the same people.
Yeah.
And she's dope. And
I love her.
And like, it's kind of like I kind of not grew up in LA, but like, it's kind of like when I was in LA, I kind of grew up with her in LA.
Her life has changed a lot too, and yours. Like, it's together. That's awesome.
When we did the video together, my song Personal, you know, I asked, originally I was just like, you know, do you want to be the girl on the video? And she was like, you know, if you want me to, you know, that would be cool. And I thought it would be like a really good idea. And then I reached out to a couple friends that were kind of like influencers. And I was like, look, I'm doing a video in LA and it's going to be in a school. So I need like young students, you know, and instead of just kind of going for an agency and booking kind of like extras, I don't know what they call it, but I thought I'd rather have my friends in it.
So much more fun.
And then everyone just turned up. Mm-hmm. Like, I expected a lot of people to be like, oh, I can't do this, or speak to my management, and which I completely understand, but everyone was just like, yeah, cool, I'll see you then. And then
I love it.
Which is really nice for me to feel like people kind of supported me. And then other people were like, oh, Harvey, can I come? And I'm like, well, of course you can come. Like, baby Ariel, you know, baby Ariel? Yeah. She was like, you know, and I didn't know, a lot of people I didn't know if they would want to do it. So I didn't extend the invite to everybody because I didn't think that they'd want to
come.
Well, this is the thing. If I knew you wanted to be in it, you'd have been in it.
I would have loved to be the teacher in it.
Next time. the teacher was really, really funny. He was really cool.
Yeah.
But we did the video and it kind of just started to.
That's the best feeling though, when your friends come out for you.
100%.
It's so nice because you always think like little me, like nobody's gonna want to come for me. And then when they show up and support you, it's like the best feeling.
Right.
Even for this podcast, with you coming and being here, like it's an awesome feeling. But nobody has like canceled. So,
which is a great feeling,
and everybody's been on time and respectful of it.
I think I was pretty much on time this morning.
You were so on time.
I've been a couple minutes late. Normally I am quite late.
Well, you'd be great.
But this, I made a really special effort this morning.
We expected people to be late. We gave a 2 hour window.
2 hour window.
Just in case.
But I was on time. So.
You were, and just thank you for that. Super, super sweet.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
All right, so now that we got that out of the way,
yeah,
it's out of the way, guys. We got it. We're gonna go to our honeypot.
Okay.
And this is where our queen bees and our king bees write in and give us their diary entries and try to get advice on their love, life, relationship situations that you're gonna help us give advice to.
Do you know, I feel like I'm really good at this stuff. I'm just not really good at it myself. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, no, it's best, yeah.
Do you know, like, you're really good at giving advice, but you just don't take it on board yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people are like that.
All the time. Yeah, it's because it's easier to address other people's issues than your own
issues. Yeah, definitely.
That's another.
You know what you should do for yourself, but it's just like, it's a lot of work. Yeah. But you should do it.
Yeah. Always give the best advice, but contradict it a little bit. All right, so our fan question number one, Summer.
Hi, you guys. My name is Mark, and I hate to say it, but I feel really competitive with my boyfriend. I think he is with me as well. Every time he accomplishes something, I feel like I have to go out there and make my mark too. When I hear that he's doing some really well at work, is making more money than I do, etc., instead of feeling proud, I feel like I need to step my game up. Same with gym time, getting compliments from other people and so forth. Is it normal to be competitive with your significant other, or is it healthy? Have you ever felt competitive with a lover?
Harvey. Oh, that's actually a good one. It's not what I expected to kind of hear. I mean, I think it's good to be competitive. I mean, if you're a competitive person, I feel like you can't help that anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
it comes out.
It just comes and you can't help. There's no point trying to hide it. Like, and I get it. If you're with someone and they're doing really well and you're maybe not, I get it. You're going to want to be on that level as well, you know?
It's great. It pushes you almost.
And I don't think it's a bad thing to push you. I think, but if it starts affecting, like, things, like, your love life, like, it really starts to affect and, you know, spark arguments, then maybe you should reel it in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad thing to kind of want to step your game up a little bit.
Yeah, and there's something, I think there's something to say about if somebody's super competitive, maybe put it aside if your loved one comes in, he or she's like, I'm, like, getting in really good shape and, you know, I feel like I look good, and then not being like, well, look at these muscles. Look at me over here. It's just like, you got to be like, oh, like, no, you do look good. Like, you look great and better than me.
Yeah. I feel like you.
You got to put it aside for different things. Are you competitive? Yeah. You're pretty competitive, Summer.
Yeah, I'm a competitive person, but not in, like, relationships.
Yeah. I don't bring it.
I mean, because I feel like a relationship, you guys should like level each other up.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm competitive in the outward, like in the world where I'm like, my boyfriend's the best.
I feel like you want to lift each other up rather than compete with each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a tricky one.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the issue here is it normal to be competitive? Yeah, it's normal and it's good, but
it's not
in everything.
To be competitive with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Probably, because you guys are going to, is it going to divide the two of you if you're competing with each other? Like, you guys should compete against
compete together.
Yeah.
Compete together, that's
also
what I mean,
the whole kind of like, he's making more money than I am. But like, I don't think that's like circumstantial. Like,
in the gym, I think like, if you want to like do, if you're doing like a plank and you're doing, and you guys want to outdo, it's just you're going to work a little harder.
That's like that's different. You know what I mean? I'm going to say this as if I go to the gym. I don't go to the gym. But do you know when you do go to the gym and you're on a treadmill and you're running and there's someone next to you?
Yeah.
And you feel like you want to go faster than that person. You're creating this. And you have this fake race with someone else next to you.
But honestly, we do that driving. Like, oh, this person wants to go.
Yeah. So you go faster.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, so we just say being competitive in a relationship, it's not a bad thing, but it's got to be in the right areas.
Yeah. Are you competitive?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really competitive, but but I know when to not be competitive, and I know when to
support
someone and not try and outdo them when it's their time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to make sure it's balanced.
Yeah, I think everybody can be competitive in what they're interested in too. Like,
especially if you're passionate.
Yeah,
I'm really passionate about a lot of things.
Yeah, music.
Yeah, but just everything in life. Like,
that's a good way to be.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Passion's a good thing.
And you said you don't work out.
Does it look like I work out?
Yeah, it does. You look healthy.
Yeah, but people can look
work
healthy.
Out. People can work out and not have like
massive.
Does it
just look like I work out? These twigs, these noodle arms, these toothpicks.
Maybe you do cardio toothpicks. Only. Yeah, see?
This, maybe you run. Like, if I do that, I mean, you know.
Yeah, there, sir.
don't have to lie to me. You can just say there's nothing there.
My
arm's shaking. Like, it's gonna break if I tense anymore. So I don't
maybe
go to the
gym. Maybe you only focus on legs.
I do have very skinny legs.
No. I can't see over the love sock.
But like, do you know what? There was a point before I went to Thailand at Christmas where I went with my manager, Blair, to the gym every day. Because we're in a lot of hotels. Because again, like I said, we travel. So every hotel had a gym. So we decided to go to the gym.
Helps with jet lag too.
Yeah, it does help. We
found ourselves late at night. Like it was late at night, let's say like 1 a.m. like in the gym because we couldn't sleep. So we might as well
work out.
So there was a time where I did go to the gym for like a solid 2 months, like almost every day. And I started to get quite like, you know.
Yeah,
you got
there's actually a picture on my Instagram if you want to go check that out.
Yeah.
And I actually, I mean, this is like before Christmas, but I did look pretty good.
Yeah.
But I did it because I wanted to look good in Thailand, which I feel like that's just such a, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but like, I did it because I knew I was going to be on a beach.
Yeah, you're like,
and I wanted to look
this
good.
This is, what do you guys call it? We call it bikinis, board short season.
Yeah,
trunk season.
Yeah,
what you would call
exactly.
It?
I did it just.
What do you call bathing suit in England?
Shorts.
Shorts.
No, swim shorts.
Really? Just swim trunks.
Swim trunks.
No, yeah, swim trunks. We don't say bathing
suit.
They
have different terms, right?
Maybe in England, not for this.
Yeah, no, we just say swim shorts.
Swim shorts.
Yeah, the bathing suit's not really a thing.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Noted. All right.
Noted.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just wanted to look good for that.
Yeah.
And as soon as that holiday was over, I didn't go back to the gym.
Yeah. During the holiday, did you gym?
No, not one day.
Yeah.
No. Do you know
See,
what?
That's what happened.
One day I went into and it was one of those amazing gyms where it kind of looked out like a mountain. It was like beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just thought like, I'm not enjoying it. Like, yeah. I mean, I get people do go to the gym and they really enjoy it, but who really does enjoy going to the gym? Okay, so you're one of those people.
We both raised our hands.
Okay,
for
so you actually really, you enjoy it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I love
but, the gym. But people do it in different ways. Like some people, you probably work out in ways that you don't even know that you're working out. Like trying to support you here.
Yeah, you're really good. No, when I dance, right?
Yeah. See? Dancing
and
the
I do it
workout.
Exactly. And I've been doing that quite a lot recently. So you don't realize how much you work out.
That's why I said cardio.
Yeah.
See, so I do kind of work out, but in my own way.
Basically a trainer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you eat healthy?
Normally, yeah. I'm pretty clean eating.
Amanda eats a lot better than me, even.
But. Yeah, but you balance that with your fitness.
I find it hard to eat healthy because I don't enjoy it. You know,
well,
like
you just have to eat the tasty, healthy food. And also,
Amanda's a rabbit. Don't listen to her.
Yeah. Do you just eat lettuce and air?
Yeah, basically.
Like, yeah, like,
but it tastes
today?
Good.
Like, yeah.
I would take you to a good, but there's unhealthy vegan food too.
But are you vegan?
Mm-hmm.
See,
plant-based.
What does that mean?
It's just like, I would just say plant-based because I feel like vegan is a religion to me, basically. So it's like, I never want to be, I want to do the best that I can, and I'm still human. So I feel like if I put a label on me, it like puts
constricted
me to
just
scrutiny.
That. Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of my friends, a lot of people here in LA are vegans, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel in London, I think it depends where you live, because it's harder to be certain lifestyles if it's not like.
Yeah, LA makes it so easy.
Because there's certain spots where you can just go. Yeah. But I've heard that some
so
vegan food's
pretty good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that it's really, apparently, when you become a vegan, like your taste buds change and things taste better.
You only crave what you eat.
Right.
So if you feel like you're eating really shitty, you just cut it out.
Yeah.
And struggle through the first like couple weeks to a month.
When did you become a vegan?
Like 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah. So I've been like, I've had it cut out. I don't crave a lot of the stuff that you guys probably crave. So it's
Chick-fil-A. Do you love Chick-fil-A?
I love In-N-Out.
Dude, I love In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Animal Style.
Such a bonding thing.
Yes. Animal Style fries
Oh, do you know what? I'm not even gonna lie, I've had In-N-Out like twice over the last 3 days.
Yeah,
I just had it the other day
too. No, this is what
that's
I mean.
It's not even that bad. No, but like, this is I think it's kind of healthy. It's better than McDonald's. It's better than Burger King. They cut their fries right in front of you. I see
that. Yeah.
Let's dive into our next question. All right.
Right.
Question number two. Oh, honey. Hey. So my name is Jessica, and I am a senior in high school, almost graduating and going to college. I'm super upset, though, because I didn't get into any of the schools that I applied to, and all of my friends got into universities of their choice and won't stop talking about how they're so excited to leave this town and go off to all these cool schools everywhere. I think that I'm just going to be stuck in this town forever at a local college. It makes me really sad and frustrated that everyone is going to be leaving, except for me. What can I do to get out of my town if I don't have the excuse to leave for college and I don't have the money on my own to move out? Thanks.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah. That's sad.
Did you go to college?
How?
Hold on, you're 20.
It's different kind of schooling system. Yeah, it's different kind of schooling systems in the UK.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I finished school at the big age of 16.
Oh.
But to be fair to myself.
Did you get your GED? Or do you have
that? We call them GCSEs.
GCSEs. Ooh.
That's a twin twister.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a twin twister. No, I got my GCSEs and I got all A's and B's.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Student is what we call it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Whatever that is, that was me.
Yeah.
I was. Because at school, I was, around 15 to 16, that's when I first started being on social media. So I was out of school quite a lot doing different things. So I didn't go to school as much as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't, because I've always wanted to be a singer and I didn't necessarily care about my grades, even though you should care about your grades, I kind of did well because I wasn't thinking about it and all my friends that cared about it didn't do as well. But let's go back to the question.
I think that's rare.
Yeah.
That you did well and you didn't care about it.
It's because going into the exam halls and stuff like that, doing the actual exams, people are stressing out so much and they overthink every question and they think it has to be this and
that. Did you study a lot or no?
No.
Yeah, you just naturally had it.
No, but that sounds like I'm really like...
No, I mean, some people do. Some people are book smart. Like, they just got it, you know, and they see it and they're like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it.
Yeah. You know. What can I say?
Are you just a really good guesser?
Yeah.
That as well.
Christmas tree that stands around. Yeah.
No, definitely that as well. But moving out of town, I get. Was it a girl or a boy?
Girl.
I think. Thank you. Yeah, because I don't remember.
I think it was a girl.
Whoever,
my
person.
Name's Jessica. Okay, so
let's
girl.
Let's say it's a girl. Could be a boy, but let's say Jessica's a girl. If I was in her position, I would try and find any excuse to get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand how it feels to feel like you're just going to be in that little bubble forever. That's why I so badly wanted to break out of where I live. I live in like this tiny little village in England.
Where is it called?
It's called Hartley.
Hartley.
Is that why they named you Harvey?
No, well, it's kind of close. I get it, but no.
Oh, it's so cute. It's like a little like cartoon. I feel like it should be a little story.
That's what it feels like there.
Yeah.
It's like its own little bubble. It's cute. Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere. And I just wanted to get out of it because I feel like everyone knows each other. Mm-hmm. Everyone does the same kind of roles. And I just wanted to get out and experience the rest of the world. So if you can't do it because you didn't get into the right college, then, I mean, if I was Jessica, I'd just go.
Yeah.
I would work as much as I could. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can get a part-time job and go to your local college, do both at the same time, or just don't. I don't know how it works out in America, but I would just wouldn't go to college. Raise as much funds as I could, and then just go somewhere else.
It just depends what she wants to do, I think, too.
That's why she needs to put more details.
Yeah.
They miss out on that.
I would say if you don't really need college for what you're gonna do.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Get out of there. But if you need college, because out of state tuition, I don't know if it's like that in the UK.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah. I feel like you guys all have a better system in general than us.
Yeah.
But out-of-state tuition in the US is very expensive. So if you leave...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If you leave your area, then you have to pay a lot more, and I don't think she has that. But I would say the same thing as you. Save up money through part-time jobs
and
make enough to pay rent.
And then just go for it.
Yeah.
I feel like you just need to make an excuse to leave. Mm-hmm. Like, just make it up yourself. Like, if you're trying to find an excuse, you probably won't find a good one.
Yeah.
Because you just want to leave because you just want to leave. So yeah. just take that and just go.
Kind of sounds like that too.
Yeah.
And like, she's hurting. And it's hard because obviously she's got all of her friends that are going out. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of sucks because
yeah,
they're all doing what she wants to do.
Yeah. But then again, what is 4 years?
Yeah.
That's 4 years. Yeah.
That's a long time, actually. Yeah, you could do a lot in that.
Yeah, so we'll just, Jessica, just save up some money and just go for it.
Get out of there.
Get out of town.
No regrets.
Yeah.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Set yourself free.
Yeah.
Be you, boo-boo.
Do Uber.
Yeah. Uber out of there.
Yeah, Uber out of there.
Uber or Lyft out of there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you could be an Uber. Okay, no.
Yeah.
You could be an Uber or Lyft driver.
And you could tell your story to Harvey.
Yes, exactly. Or you can tell your story to everybody that gets in your car.
Yeah, life is full circle.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And you can make money from part-time job.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So many options.
So you dropped out of school when you were... What,
right. I dropped out, right.
Yeah.
I finished school.
Oh, sorry. You did finish school because you got your juices.
Yeah. I got my juices. Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't be sad for drop. I dropped out too when I was 15. So.
But okay.
He's like, and I didn't drop out.
Whoa! right, drop out. Okay, right. In the UK.
Maybe it's different. Here, yeah, I'm just a dropout.
Yeah.
Guy.
So if I was in the US, I'd be like US you. Term. I'd be a dropout, which is not a bad thing. A lot of the most successful people in the world have dropped out of school. This is what I tell myself. But. In the UK, at 16, you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, well, they made it a law that you had to stay on for another 2 years until you're 18, which mm-hmm. is like college, I think. And then you can, if you want to, you can either go and get a job.
Oh, that's called college?
I think so, yeah.
Kids here are in school, like high school, until they're 18.
Then high school years,
mm-hmm.
we call it college. And then after you're 18, you can go and go to university and study for 4 years or 6 years.
That's
or 2 years.
That's so confusing. Got it. No,
but I stopped at 16.
Yeah.
And a few years before that, you could just leave. But then they made it a law that you had to stay on for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I just broke the law.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do it because I wanted to be a singer. I knew what
He's
I wanted to do.
He's a bad boy.
I was about... Look at me. I'm the baddest boy you've ever seen.
Yeah. And breaking the law.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting his juices.
Getting my juices. And... Yeah, I dropped out.
Yeah, but you learn all a ton from, we say this all the time, you learn so much from traveling. Like, you learn the most about the world and how to function in the world through traveling.
Through actual experiences.
And just living in the world. You know when you're in high school and stuff, you're just like living
in this
there
bubble.
And you're sort of like, and then when you go out, you're like, oh, this is how you pump gas and this is how you rent
a truck. Always pump gas.
Guys, I literally would go with my friends and they wouldn't know how to pump gas in their car.
It's like your best.
No, I did that the first time.
They didn't know.
That's an issue.
No, I did that for the first time the other day because I recently just
pumped gas for the first time?
Yes, yes. I just got my driving license very recently.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I love driving. I might be an Uber driver, but I actually did pump gas for the first time.
It's difficult the first time.
Was it hard?
Time.
Did it's you have struggle. Any mistakes?
No, I got it right in the hole and just did it the first time, found where it was, and it was all good.
Is he too young to say that's what
she That's what she said.
He's 20.
I'm 20. Said. I mean, it depends who's watching.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's only 2 years older than me. I mean, I'm only 2 years older than him.
Yeah, so that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
But no, I got it right first time.
But you're also a girl, so. They always say, you know what they say is like girls mature a lot faster than guys.
Yeah, so
you're
like,
very mature.
Yeah,
so like, he's offended.
He's like,
No, I do.
Whoever they is, they say it.
No, but I do get that because I've got a lot of, like my friendship group, like I said, are a bit more on the immature side.
Yeah.
But going back to the whole thing about being in school and not learning actual things about life, I get that. Because when I'm in class and we're learning about algebra, and I get it because you do end up using it. And if you want to be a doctor or if you want to be a mathematician, I get it.
See, that goes back to what you want to do in life.
Exactly.
Any type of, you need math just to...
Oh, just...
Like, to basic function. Math. But I'm just
no,
saying,
100%.
Do you ever, you know when they started putting like the alphabet in math? I'm like,
whoa.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
Where am I ever going to use that, guys? Yeah. Chill.
No, I get certain subjects, but I definitely think I don't know if they do that, but there should be like a life lesson where you learn about actual things.
You should have a class where you like have to
learn how to pay
your
rent.
Taxes.
And but that's so important because we don't learn that.
No one knows how to do that.
It's very true. And that's what I feel like there should be a lesson in that.
No, they really need to change the curriculum. And we talk about this a lot. It's like a huge issue in the schooling system of like sending people out into the world and just putting them in debt immediately.
So you guys know about the pyramids, but go into the real world and see.
But I feel like the new generations are becoming more aware about it for their children, you know? And then a lot of people are doing homeschooling, or the schooling systems are changing too.
A lot of, especially out in LA.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people on social media or whatever they're doing, they definitely did homeschooling.
I wonder if they actually go to their classes though.
Well, I'm going to tell you now that they don't.
No, my mom homeschooled me, and literally I would tell her, I was like, my mom's the biggest pushover ever. So I'd be like, Mom, it's a beautiful, and I grew up on a ranch, so I had like all this beautiful, like I wanted to go out and play, like do things, ride our horses and stuff. So my mom was like, and she also let us, we each could bring an animal to school.
I love that.
So part. I would bring a rat or a chicken, because I love my chickens, I love my rats. My brother would bring a ball python.
Lovely animals.
It kind of went against each
really
other.
Like,
I love my rats.
My brother's snake and then my rats, it's fine. And my sister always brought her dog or like a cat or something. We had a million animals. But we'd always like, my mom, I'd be like, Mom.
Chicken and rats.
We are going to waste our childhood. It's a beautiful day. Can we go play during the day? Ride our horses. Winter's going to be here. We just want to enjoy.
Winter's coming.
Yeah, winter's coming. We just want to enjoy the sunshine. Mom's like, okay, well, we're doing school tonight.
Never happens.
Never did school at night. Like, Mom was the best teacher, but also now I'm like, Mom, you really hurt me.
What's this equation?
I'm like, my dad was supposed to teach us math at night, and then he wouldn't come home. So.
Summer, I'll teach you.
Thanks.
We'll have a little math class after this. We'll do some algebra.
I know, guys. The calculators are my friend.
But you know what you did learn through that was negotiation.
And
manipulation.
That's what I'm really good at.
Very key things we need in life.
And my mom and we would have to do, when we did do class, we like learned the Bible, but then my mom would give us she'd take us to the zoo and we'd have to pick an animal and we'd have to do paper on that animal. So I'm a good writer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. Okay. That's so unique. It's very unique.
It's very unique.
It's unique.
I think some people are meant to teach.
Yeah, that's what my parents would always fight about, because she's the last person in the world that should be our teacher.
Yeah.
But she's like, schooling is brainwashing, and take God out of it. Come home to us, and we'll. My dad's like, no.
Your mom's trying to build a cult at home.
Yeah, like, she's just like.
But she's done a good job on parenting, because
you're a lovely
young lady, and you're doing well for yourself. So it's not like you've. Yeah. It's a bad thing.
Yeah, she's the best mom in the world.
See, so like.
She's the sweetest human too, and from what I see.
Oh yeah, no, she's very beautiful, but the most important thing about her is she's like the most beautiful person in the inside.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even
think that sometimes, you know, that trumps everything.
Moms are the best.
Yeah. How often do you communicate with your family?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Like, I try and FaceTime my mom at least once a week. No,
and it
basically
turns into 2 months.
No, do you know what? I do text my mom like a couple times a week, and I try and FaceTime her as much as I can. But my manager always tells me, Blake always tells me, you need to FaceTime your mom.
Yeah.
Like, you need to talk to your mom. And I love talking to my mom. But you just forget about it, you know?
Yeah. You know what happened? Oh, go ahead.
No, well, she's got my locations turned on.
Oh.
So, because
she knows.
So she knows where I am.
So that makes it all fine that you're not calling your mom.
Yeah.
She knows where you are.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Well, in my head it does, but she'll always text me. She'll be like, oh, I see you're here. Why are you there? And I'm like,
okay, I see.
Yeah.
See, some people have the relationship with their moms too, where they're like, you know, they're doing so much, but they don't want to have to deal with their parents and like tell them things too, because then they get lectured and they're like, I don't have time to get lectured right now, but I love you. You know?
Do you know, I'm lucky in the sense that my mum or my parents aren't the lecturing type.
Oh, they always, no excuse then.
But you know, they're so chilled.
You're not helping your case.
what I'm trying to say is, like, growing up, they weren't strict. But that's what I think. I've got two other brothers, and I feel like we're all quite nice boys.
Yeah,
you know?
You're amazing. You're always super polite.
Thank you.
You are.
Carry on. Keep saying.
That was it.
Is that it? Okay.
I was like, you're just polite.
No, but I feel like they did a really good job parenting. So, so she was never strict.
Yeah.
And she never tells me off. So when I talk to her, I never feel like I'm going to get a lecture. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I don't want to tell her things. It's more just because I feel like my career, I talk a lot about myself.
Yeah.
You know, so when I speak to my mom, she always asks about what I'm doing. And I get it. They're interested.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to tell them everything that I've already, told other people.
I have
you
that
know?
Issue too. Even with my family, I'm like, I go back, oh, how was your day? What'd you do? I don't want to talk about what I did. I just want to, what about
what
you?
What did you do? And this is what I say. When I'm on the phone to my mom, I always ask about how my dogs are, how my brothers are doing, what have you been up to?
Mm-hmm.
What's this? What's that? I don't want to talk about myself.
Yeah.
And I get they want to talk about it because they're interested. Because they're not with me out on the road. Or they just see stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. And they want to know what.
And moms already want to know everything.
They want to know everything.
Yeah. What did you wear today? What did you eat?
Yeah.
But they do. Dinner? They really do. And I understand it.
Too much in and out today?
Yeah, exactly. That
my basically. Mom, my mom is definitely not your typical mom, though. My mom is literally my best friend, and I feel like I'm her mom. Like, I'm the
you're
more
calling her.
I'm like, more mature than my mom. Like, yeah. Not right. Like when she comes on, you'll see her, like how she is. Like, she's literally, I'm the mom.
Oh, honey.
I'm like, mom, stop. Just
yeah.
She should call me mom. Just kidding.
Summer, aka mom.
Mom.
Yeah, but I think as you get older, you start to realize that, like, I'm horrible at this too. I need to call my mom more. But I hope as I get older, I realize that, like, I do know family is so important.
It's so important.
And you don't ever get that time back with them. And
that's very true.
They start, you'll see your family gets, as you get older, your family gets older too.
No, and that's just part of life. It's going to happen, you know, eventually. Don't want to say it, but, you know, they go, you know.
Yeah.
But that's just part of life. Everyone, you know, has to buy. But that's why you should definitely cherish the time you have. And what's really cool is going back to the whole cool mum, cool dad thing. The last couple of days I've been in the studio and the writer I've been working with, he actually has tattooed on both his fingers, cool mum, cool dad.
That's awesome.
So when he's writing, because he's a songwriter, he just sees it on his finger. Or when he's typing on his phone, he just sees cool mum, cool dad. And I think that's and it's really small and it's just there and there. But I think that's really, really nice sentiment.
I don't have any tattoos, but I feel like I would get that tattoo.
But they weren't big and they look really nice. But do you know when it's just like, I love that?
Yeah.
Because you're always on your phone, you're always typing, or you're always just, it's just there.
Mm-hmm. What does that tattoo say?
This is an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not really too sure. Do you know what? I gave them meanings. I gave them meanings, but do you know when...
Like the pause, the pointer finger.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a... Right, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I really wanted tattoos, okay? And my manager is full of tattoos. He has loads of tattoos.
Yeah.
And I've always said I want to get, some tattoos, but I don't really know when. And I wanted ones with meanings, and I couldn't really find any ones that have meanings. But I saw some really cool ones, looking ones on Instagram. So we were walking on Melrose one day, and we walked past a tattoo shop, and I made a joke. I was like, oh, should we go and get a tattoo? And he was like, yeah, go on then. And so it was just like one of those things where you say it, and...
So he's so easy about it.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, now? He's like, come then. And I was like, all right then, cool. So I walked in and I was like, thinking, in your head, you're not actually going to do it. This the same thing happened when I got my ears pierced when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I begged my mum for years to get my ears pierced. And she always said no. And then one day I walked past the shop and I was like, I'm going to go in and get my ears pierced. As a joke, and she went, go on then. I went, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, actually.
Supposed to say no, I shouldn't.
Yeah, and I actually said, no, I don't want to because of the needles. And she went, no, go on, you've got to do it now. I end up getting them done. But same thing with the tattoos. Went in there, got my tattoos done.
Careful what you say.
And Blair's got a video of me getting my tattoos done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to send that to us, Blair.
Do the fingers hurt?
Do you know what? They did really hurt. And I expected it to hurt more, but it just felt more
right
like a burn.
Bone.
It was right on the bone, but this one is, yes, an arrow.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, like just...
Yeah.
Everywhere's up, you know, just like up, you know. Just
all the way
that's
up.
That's a good meaning.
Yeah, and then I got dots.
To connect them.
Yeah, I don't even know why I got the dots. If I'm honest.
Really?
Well, no, do you know what? There is a meaning to it.
Yeah, there had to be.
There was, so basically, there's a couple of meanings
to
it. But it was, I've got to remember this now.
No.
This is how much it meant to me.
Oh, no.
So it was it was family, mm-hmm. one dot. Friends, the other dot. My fans, for the other dot. Health, for the other dot. And success, for the other dot.
Aww.
I feel like that's kind of like... Wait,
important.
Five priorities. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so they did actually mean something.
Yeah, five fingers, five priorities, five dots.
What about this one?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you forgot about it.
I forgot the biggest one I have.
Where? Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that.
It's a wolf, okay?
Yeah.
Wolf or something. Yeah, it's a wolf.
It's an icy wolf.
It's an icy wolf. And I've always loved wolves, and I like the blue eyes as well. Mm-hmm. And it says lone wolf.
Because you have blue eyes and you're a lone wolf.
Do I have blue eyes or do I have green eyes?
Green, blue,
false. No, do you know what? No, because on the outside they're like green, but then on the inside they're blue. It's one or the other. They have
outside they're blue, inside they're green. Those are cool eyes.
Thank you. Yeah, great eyes as well.
Thanks. Mine are brown. So.
Yeah, but
hey, brown eyes. Don't knock your brown eyes.
Yeah, you got good brown eyes.
All the people listening with brown eyes are like, wow, thanks, Amanda.
Well, hey, we have brown eyes. We know.
Yeah, but they're good eyes.
Thank you.
But I do like my eyes.
They do see well, so.
That's the only thing. But that's actually true. The darker your eyes in the sun, the more you can see.
Yeah.
That's like I'm pretty sure that's a fact.
Yeah, less likely for LASIK.
Okay.
You know what LASIK is?
No, I'm not gonna lie.
It's where they do the laser on your eyes and you don't need glasses anymore.
Is that what you got done?
No.
Oh.
Saying she doesn't need it.
Less likely for it.
Right,
less
I get it now. I'm off topic. My dad just got that done actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he have blue eyes now?
He has very light eyes like me.
Yeah.
Very light eyes. That's where I got them from. But the tattoo means lone wolf.
I love it.
Because it
has meaning.
Where'd you get that one? Melrose or?
Yes, I got. Well, I got.
You got all three of these in the same day.
No, this is on Melrose, and this was only that wasn't long ago. This was like.
It looks fresh.
A month and a half ago. Oh, yeah. 2 months ago maybe. But it's lone wolf because I'm on my own because I'm a solo artist.
Yeah.
But also wolves work well in a pack.
Were you ever part of a boy band?
No.
Never?
No, but some of my best friends are from a boy band.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm part of a boy band. It's because my best friends are a boy band. So I feel like I'm part of it, even though I'm not.
Well, thank you so much, Harvey, for coming on and doing our Oh Honey podcast. It was great to have you. And you guys can check out all the links for Harvey's socials, Spotify. You're on Spotify.
Yeah, I am.
And you're everywhere.
We're on Spotify.
H-R-V-Y, Harvey.
Are you on iTunes, too?
I'm everywhere.
He's everywhere. No,
I'm everywhere. I'm global.
So check him out. And also make sure you subscribe to our Oh Honey podcast on YouTube, where you can watch us and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything. So.
And go watch and listen to all of them because they're great.
Oh,
yeah, you listen to Harvey and then us, or us then Harvey, either way.
Yeah, okay.
Just both.
Love you guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Make sure to like, comment below. Love you.
Mwah. Oh, and send in your...
Oh yeah, the diary entry. We have the longest outro. Diary entries. Send them in to
diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Woo!
Yeah. That was good. Oh, and also, is it finished? Are we finished?
No, we're still going.
Okay, just out of experience, when you do the diary things, add some more points.
You know,
be a bit more specific. You know, give more detail.
Yeah, like, that's always what I say. Don't be afraid to elaborate.
Like, just give us everything. We can give you everything.
Phone numbers.
Because it's little details.
Addresses, everything. Like, family tree.
Social security numbers. Okay,
bye. We love you.
Credit card number.